Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Janice Kephart back on the show. Janice has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 7 years. She's the founder and managing director of Identity Strategy Partners. She's the recipient of the 2015 Women in Biometrics Award. She's a former counsel, general of legal counsel for the 9/11 Commission. And she is a very well-regarded person on areas of national security, immigration as well. And we're going to talk about all those issues right now with her. Janice Kephart, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, thanks so much for having me on this important day.
It's good to have you back. So what were you doing? What was going on in your life 18 years ago this morning?
18 years ago this morning, I had left the Senate Judiciary Committee where I was a counsel doing immigration and national security work, and I was taking care of two young children. And I had dropped my son off on his very first day of preschool. It was a big day for me because I had two young children home for 2 years, and I was very excited to have, you know, 2.5 hours to myself. And
but you were also you were probably also a little emotional. I would have been, because you were dropping your child off to somebody else for the first time like that.
Yes, that's true. But it was a little bit of happiness, too, because I was quite worn out, to be quite honest.
I bet.
I went to Trader Joe's. That was my treat to myself. And I was in Trader Joe's up about 4 miles from the Pentagon. And there was nobody in the store. And I looked up and I asked the cashier, I'm like, what's going on? And they said, a plane just hit the World Trade Center. Huh. And I looked up, and I knew immediately, because I'd been covering counterterrorism when I was in the Senate. I had been the person that had revealed the bin Laden fatwa to the world about wanting to go after U.S. civilians in the U.S. and outside. And I knew immediately what had happened. And then I saw the smoke from the Pentagon. And
so when other people were thinking, in fact, they were reporting that it was just a plane flew into a building in New York.
No.
I mean, this has happened before. Small planes have flown into buildings in Washington, in New York before. So when other people were thinking, before the second plane hit, other people were thinking this was just an accident, you knew what was going on.
I knew what was going on, yes, because I had been one of a handful of people in the United States who had been digging into patterns of foreign terrorist activity in the United States. I'd held a hearing on the five-year anniversary of the 1993 World Trade Center bombing and had dug into the tactics and written a big, big report on that. And that report, I think, is what propelled the 9/11 Commission to hire me.
Uh-huh.
And the recommendations and the issues with immigration that I noted, the failure of our immigration service to consider itself a national security partner.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I believe, what got me hired on the 9/11 Commission eventually. But, no, I was immediately, and in fact, my old job.
Did any work that you did, anything you saw, indicate that they might use an airplane to attack us?
Absolutely. Well, no, not an airplane. Not an airplane. I was shocked by that. I did expect the World Trade Center to be hit again.
Mm-hmm.
It had been promised by Ramzi Youssef, who had committed the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, that his family, his friends, his colleagues, him, would come back. People didn't take it seriously. They thought that he was just a lone person. Turned out he was not.
Right.
His uncle was the gentleman who was one of the main organizers of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not. And people thought we were a little bit nuts pre-9/11 to be concerned about foreign
trade. They thought you guys were being hysterical and overreacting, didn't
you? Yeah, but we weren't, because we were digging up the information and the evidence, and we had privy to information that other people did not have privy to, and so I was deeply concerned prior to 9/11, but mm-hmm. on the morning of 9/11, I was preoccupied with my children.
Yeah,
so
I hear you.
It was a shock to
Well,
me.
I was yeah. broadcasting. Mm-hmm. I was broadcasting that morning from my show. I got off the air. I had another business I was going to go over to, so I got in my car, left my studio, got in my car, and turned on the car. When I turned the car on, the radio came on, and the news broke in and said there's a plane has hit the Trade Center. And a building in New York, and I being a pilot, I said, well, that's interesting. So I went back in the office, turned the television on, and sat down just in time to see the second plane bank, and then hit the tower, second tower live. We come back. I'm going to ask Janice to talk to us about the wall.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.